This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
A lot of stuff happens spiritually because of hearing. Is it any wonder that the Apostle Paul in Romans 10:17 would say this? Faith comes by what? Hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And isn't it amazing that God has chosen the proclamation, proclaiming, preaching the gospel, so that people literally make life-changing decisions, get this, because of something they heard in a message. I have been impacted because of something I heard in a message. And some of you have changed behavior because of something you heard. You have been encouraged because of something you heard. You've been convicted in your spirit about some sin going on in your life because of something you heard. God knew what he was doing in hearing. You know, Helen Keller would say, blindness pulled me away from the world. Blindness pulled me away from the world, but deafness pulled me away from people. Isn't that interesting? Blindness pulled me away from the world, but deafness pulls me away from people. She understood the importance of hearing as a deaf person. Why am I talking about that? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now let's read the most important part of this passage. It's called the Magnificat. Verse 46 says, "And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." I want to look at 46 and 47 very quickly. Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, but my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. I personally believe that we are what's called triune beings. You are body, soul, and spirit. You say, what's the difference? Well, everybody knows what your body is. You dressed it this morning. You brushed your teeth this morning. You combed your hair. You did things to the body. We understand the body. The soul is that which is your personality and your intellect. I really believe that's what your soul is. It's your personality, your intellect, your thinking process. And Mary says, my soul, my personality, and my mind glorify the Lord. That's what you did in worship this morning. Involve your personality and your mind. But she says, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. The spirit is the part of you that reaches out to God. This may speak to somebody today because it happened this week. Your spirit's the place where you feel convicted about sin in your life. That's your spirit. Your spirit's where you feel guilt, true guilt, not imaginary guilt or false guilt. You experience guilt in your spirit. You experience joy in your spirit. Joy is a function of the spirit, not of the mind or the personality. True joy is a function of the spirit. So when Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord, or glorifies the Lord, same thing. She's talking about her mind and personality, but my spirit, the deepest part of me, rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. And from now on, generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One, God, has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. New feature on Cross Hope, it's called Visual Stories. You need to see them as well as listen to them on crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.